I'm Mari Asti. I'm the proud principal of Mosaic Elementary School in Fairfax, Virginia. Our school has 1,000 students, pre-K through sixth grade. Our kids come from 40 countries. They speak 28 different languages. The school opened in 1963. So in the 2020-2021 school year, the school board decided to give us an opportunity to be renamed. Our kids actually came up with the idea of Mosaic, thinking that a mosaic is comprised of many small pieces combined into one big picture to form like a stunning masterpiece. And so our students took the opportunity to speak at the public school board meetings. They wrote letters to the school board. The kids really felt like Mosaic was the perfect name for us, just because we are so many different cultures. And then when we're put together, it forms just a beautiful picture together where everybody belongs. And we've moved on as Mosaic Elementary since then. So really in the last 3 years, we've had a tremendous focus on equity and valuing the diversity of our community. We've tried to do that both with staff and our parent community. And we're analyzing really the intersection of racial, cultural, religious, gender, and neurodiversity differences, and how those impact our instructional and social emotional wellness practices. We have a lot of parents and families that come from other countries. They also are trying to navigate and understand the American school system. I remember when we first started out, we had a PTA meeting with a small group discussion. We were groups of five and just started out the meeting by saying how they were named, who they were named after, what their name means. And that was really just an icebreaker, but it also just tapped into some family values. And it was a really good way to connect different families from different cultures. Another PTA meeting, we had a parent panel, a mom from Ghana, a dad from El Salvador, another mom from Korea, and they would just share their perspectives of how education is in their country and how they've done navigating the American system and how they're trying to assimilate, but also keep their family culture and background. That helped other parents see that we all have common experiences and struggles, as well as a lot of successes to celebrate. So I think there's really three key things that we do well that other schools could do too. The first one is that we see everybody as a teacher. I mean, from the custodians to the principal, everybody has a role in teaching our kids. So there's a collective responsibility. Another key for us has been small group instruction. As much as we can, even if we have large class size, I think if you can get kids in a group of five or six in reading and math, and even science and social studies, that's really the key. And then the third one is really additional time. We have a lot of before and after school programs. So we, again, target some kids that need extra help. We make it fun so that the kids actually love it. So that additional time, I think, is really, really important.